Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth with Pray Every Day. Today we're reading through Psalm 119, verses 16 through 18 in the Voice Translation. And they say this, "Support me in keeping with your promise, O God, so that I may live. Do not let my hope turn into shame. Help me so that I will be safe, and I will respect your laws continually. You have rejected all those who stray from your commands, because their fraudulent lifestyles are cunning and empty. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, today we need support. I'm thinking of the person who emailed me privately and said, thank you for praying for infertility because that's my wife and I. We've been struggling with it for years. And Lord, I pray for that couple, and hopefully he's listening right now, that I pray that you would open her womb, that you would bring children into their home. And I pray for all those listeners today who are struggling with infertility or secondary infertility, or maybe grandparents who are longing to have their children be able to have kids, but they're not able to. And so, Lord, open up the floodgates, would you? And provide a way, whatever way you want to provide, whether that be through adoption or other means, Lord, we trust you and we believe that you are one who will support us when we're going through heartache. I pray for the people who have had multiple miscarriages and how difficult that can be. I pray for the person today who's experienced job loss where he or she did not think that that was going to happen and suddenly it did, and it was shocking, and all the financial stress and the worry and the fear that comes from that. I pray for provision for a better job. I pray for provision in surprising ways. I pray that you would extend and enlarge their faith through this journey of trusting you. And Lord, I pray that for all of us today, that we sometimes, when everything's settled in our life and we're not worried about anything, we can be lackadaisical and we just kind of think that the world's up to us and we can run it on our own all by ourselves. But Lord, truly, you are the God of the universe and you are in control. And even when we think we are, you're still in control. So for those of us who are not going through job loss, help us to trust you in the same exact manner. Help us to believe that you are our provider. You are Jehovah Jireh, the one who provides well for us. You are Jesus who's standing on the hill with a few loaves and some fishes and multiplying them over and over through outstanding and amazing means. You are the God who provides. So help us to look to you for our provision, for our sustenance, for our life, for our joy, for the strength that we need for the day. I pray for those who are having a hard time getting out of bed today. Maybe they're suffering from depression or a physical illness, or maybe they have food allergies or whatever it may be that they're walking through right now. Lord, I pray that you would give them your strength and your perspective. And I also pray for healing. I pray that not only would you supernaturally heal those who are having a hard time getting out of bed today, but that you would give, as they go to their doctors, you would give their doctors some discernment about what's going on. For those who are exasperated and don't know what's going on, I pray for some breakthrough this week. I pray that you would break through this week. You know exactly what's going on in every person's body in the whole wide world. And so we entrust our bodies to you, just like in Romans 12, 1 and 2, it says that we need to give our bodies as a living and holy sacrifice, which is our spiritual service of worship. So Lord, we lay our bodies down, we give them to you, and we want our bodies, we want our life that we live in our bodies to bring glory to you today. Lord, your word says, help me so that I will be safe. And there are some that are listening today that do not feel safe right now. Maybe they live in an unsafe environment or they're in a relationship that's unsafe. Lord, would you protect them today? Would you help them to find their refuge in you? And Lord, if the authorities need to get involved, I pray that there be a willingness there to allow someone to step in and protect. So Lord, I don't even know exactly how to pray for that, but I do pray for safety and for protection. And the last part of this in verse 118, it says, you've rejected those who stray from your commands because of their fraudulent lifestyles, that they are cunning and empty. And Lord, we do pray that those who are predatory would be found out this week. Those who hurt people, those who bilk elderly out of their retirements, that those folks who take advantage of others would be found out. Lord, I know that you know who they are, and I pray for exposure. Lord, thank you for being our good, good God who loves us, who's our Father, and who takes care of his children. So Jesus, I pray all of this in your powerful and amazing name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to the Pray Every Day show. There we go. And when life overburdens you or your tongue gets tied like mine does, you can always go to the Lord because he is there. He is ready and able to listen to you, and he wants to come to your aid. So give your life, give your heart, give your worries, give your stresses all over to him today. Because when you do, that load will lighten and he will bear that burden for you.